So we're at the EW versus Idaho. I think that's the game.
Montana.
Same thing, basically. The hockey game's going on right now. It's Breast Cancer Research Night. Everything's going apeshit. I don't know what I'm doing here. What's your thoughts on the whole breast cancer epidemic?
Well, Matt, that's a common misconception. It's not so much an epidemic as it is a problem that is... Okay, that'd be really inappropriate at this moment, considering there is a current representative in front of me. So to say anything sarcastic or hurtful would be extremely...
Is much encouraged.
However, it's not so much an epidemic as it is a problem that is facing many Americans, men and women, just despite popular belief.
So it's only Americans that are affected by breast cancer.
As far as I'm aware, yes.
At least the only people that matter.
Well, as the media portrays it, that is how the case seems to be.
And what does pink represent in the whole breast cancer issue?
I've actually been researching that fact for several years now, and I still haven't quite figured out the correlation between breast cancer and the color pink. However, I think it might be because yellow is taken by Lance Armstrong, and purple is taken by prostates.
And black is taken by Virginia Tech.
Too soon?
Yeah. About that.
No comment.
So, there's some kids in front of us playing Star Wars trading. It's not a Star Wars trading card game. It's
Star Wars playing cards.
That's both the worst idea ever and also the best idea ever.
I bet that young Anakin is the Joker because he's pretty much a Joker, as far as I'm concerned.
That's true, and Boba Fett is the Ace of Spades, because Ace of Spades is the most badass card in the deck.
True. I bet Count Dooku, I bet he's like a jack or something. Could you see that? Yeah, Count Dooku's a jack. I guess it's unanimous that Count Dooku is a jack.
And then, what? There's four queens in this deck of cards. But there's only two women in Star Wars. How do they do the other two queens?
They probably just make people up. Or there's that one green chick that gets eaten in Jabba's palace. I bet she could be a queen.
No, she's probably got two or something.
I think she's the only other woman in Star Wars to have a speaking role besides Princess Leia and that one chick from Naboo.
Natalie Portman.
Yeah, Natalie Portman, yeah.
From Naboo. Yeah, Natalie Portman was born on Naboo, confirmed.
Yeah, she's kind of a rebel princess. I mean, the role she played in Star Wars isn't entirely accurate to her real-life role as a princess of Naboo, but it's loosely based on true events.
Like Pearl Harbor?
Emphasis on loosely.
I'm talking about the movie.
Oh.
So earlier we're trying to record this and looks like the referees are getting booed right now. Can't really make out much of it right now.
I always find it interesting that someone would boo the people that are going to official the game for your own team. It's like going to the post office and booing the guy that's going to deliver your mail. I mean, if I was him, I'd just take a dump in your mailbox. I mean, why would you do that?
Because he already took a dump in your mailbox.
That bastard. They can't see you nodding your head, Matt.
Yes, they can.
Physical subtleties do not come across in audio podcasts.
Yes, they do. It's like waving. I have a face for the radio.
You have a face for the radio?
Someone told me that. So I don't take credit for that.
Well, I don't think that's a good thing. Look at Howard Stern. He's one ugly guy.
Yeah. But he has hot chicks on his show. And since I'm the only guy, you'll have to be my hot chick for this show.
Hey, how's it going, Matt? I love your glasses.